Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
So we've all been looking at ourselves a lot more the last year or so, and for a lot of people, teeth have become something they're very self-conscious of. Dentists have reported a Zoom boom, as they call it, in cosmetic dental treatment, considering we've been looking at each other on Zoom. Our resident dentist, Dr. Jennifer Collins, has some tips on what you can do to make your smile more screen-friendly. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great. So everyone's looking at themselves on Teams, Zoom, Chime, whatever software they happen to be using, even the old family WhatsApp video. And they're looking at their flaws and going, is there anything I can do without spending 3 years in train track braces?
Exactly. I mean, it's not that long ago that patients would come into me and they just wanted functional and pain-free teeth. But now people want more than that. They want their teeth to look good and healthy and to be white and straight. And now modern dentistry can facilitate this. But what we really noticed in the past year and a half over the pandemic, we've seen a big rise in the appetite for cosmetic and aesthetic dentistry. So we're calling this the Zoom boom. So people are more aware of their teeth, as you said, they're more self-conscious of them. They're looking at themselves through video calls and the family WhatsApp group or whatever it might be. They're seeing pictures on social media and programs like Love Island, which I may or may not be addicted to now, are full of people showing off their bright white teeth. And this is all helped drive this boost in cosmetic dentistry.
When you say cosmetic dentistry, then what kind of procedures does that entail?
So essentially anything, you know, any type of dentistry that makes your teeth look better per se. So obviously for us as dentists, the health of the gums and teeth are always our priority. And issues like cavities, etc., have to be addressed first. But there's lots of different ways to make people's teeth look better in a lot of kind of subtle, non-invasive ways. But what I've noticed myself in clinic over the last couple of years is that people have had resources now to invest in their teeth that they mightn't have had 2 years ago. Because they might have more savings and they can afford dentistry now that might have been not possible for them in the past. They're a bit more flexible in their work environment, so they can attend appointments a bit more readily because they're working from home, etc. And also in the past, people might have had an anxiety about going to the dentist and getting dental treatment done and getting train tracks, etc. But now with face masks and whatnot, people can kind of go about their daily business without having to worry too much about
the masks are an added bonus from that point of view then. So while you're having some kind of corrective procedure, the mask is going to hide a lot of the evidence.
Exactly. It certainly helps, especially if you have train tracks and you're going for lunch and, you know, you don't know what's going to be in your train tracks at the end of your lunch. Popping on a face
mask. Your mask.
Okay, look, you've promised us 6 steps to a better smile, Jennifer. So we want to get all these in the next few minutes that we have left chatting to you. So let's kick it off with dental cleaning. How effective can that be for actually improving our teeth?
Well, fantastic. So dental cleaning is the start of the journey, really. And actually, it's worth noting a lot of your listeners might be eligible for a PRSI exam and clean because 80% of adults in Ireland are. So that means you get a free clean and free exam and subsidised clean of €15 every year. So if you're not sure what to do and how to go about getting a better smile, the first step is go to your dentist and they'll do an exam and a checkup and they will do x-rays of your teeth and a clean, and you can get all that just for €15. But certainly a good clean is a good start.
And they'll know as well whether you're eligible for the cheap discount. Certainly whenever I go to my dentist, they look at you on the computer and go, oh, this one is only going to cost you £15. So that's pretty cool.
You have
to start dragging out old paperwork out of the box.
You just give your PPS number and then they let you know very quickly if you're eligible or not. And then obviously dentists then get subsidised and paid by someone else in the background for that then.
Tooth whitening. I certainly, in my experience, every time I bring it up with my dentist, they always kind of sort of try and talk me out of it, and I'm never quite sure why. But is tooth whitening something you would recommend? And if so, what ones should we be going for? Because there's a lot of choice, and you don't know whether the products you see in the pharmacy are any good or not.
Core. Well, tooth whitening is my all-time favourite cosmetic dental treatment. It works really, really well to brighten the shade of the teeth by removing the discoloration. So basically, essentially it bleaches the colour pigment on your teeth without doing any harm or any damage. So in terms of, suitability, your dentist obviously has to do an assessment. And there's lots of different options, as you said there, Dermot. You can get, there's some really nice options now available in pharmacies that have a lower concentration of the active ingredient, which is peroxide. In a dental practice, we'd use a higher concentration under proper supervision, obviously. So it depends on where you're starting and where you want to end up. So if your teeth are quite dark and yellow to begin with, you might need a stronger concentration of bleaching gel, whereas if your teeth are quite light to start with and you just want to give them a boost, then the over-the-counter remedies might be enough for you then.
And so, as you said, you can't really do yourself damage though, can you?
No, I mean, some people get a bit of sensitivity from tooth whitening. So, right. I mean, at the dentist, we can assess your teeth and we can, you know, give you a formula that's good for your teeth.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it doesn't do any damage to the structure. But, you know, apart from a bit of sensitivity, it works very well.
What is dental bonding? Well, I mean, apart from like how I feel about you, Jen, when I call in to see you, like, apart from that, what is dental bonding?
So composite bonding, you might have heard of it. It's all over social media at the moment. So composite is a material that we put on the teeth and it's kind of bonded onto the teeth basically to help resolve minor tooth issues like chips and cracks and discoloration. Works very well. It can be really transforming on people and you can have it done at any age. But again, a dentist has to assess your suitability for it. But I had a lady in a couple of weeks ago who's well into her 70s. Who spent her whole life hiding her smile and not smiling in photos and hating her teeth. And within 2 or 3 hours, we really had transformed her smile with this composite bonding. So it's really effective. There's no drilling involved. It's added onto the surface of the teeth. It takes, you know, 2 or 3 hours, but it really can change someone's smile for the better.
Right.
Straightening,
a great treatment.
Straightening teeth. What are our options there?
Again, you can have your metal, your traditional metal train tracks, which I have at the moment on my own teeth. And I was checking out my midline on Zoom and decided, you know what, I'm going to go and get train tracks. So I have train tracks on my own teeth now. And that's kind of the old fashioned way of doing it in a way, but very effective. There's newer ranges like Invisalign. So they're clear aligner options that the teeth are moved kind of every week or so with these clear aligners. So really nice systems as well. It can correct mild overcrowding or alignment issues or little gaps. And sometimes within 3 or 4 months, you can get your teeth straightened. Sometimes in more complex cases, it might take 2 or 3 years. Depends on the case.
Yeah, okay. The Invisalign isn't as good for the old heavy lifting as, say, your traditional braces, though.
Exactly, which is why I have train tracks on my own teeth at the moment, because I couldn't do what I wanted to do with just Invisalign. But both options work very well, depending on the patient.
What is the crack with crowns and veneers? Is this literally people taking off bits of their teeth and replacing them with fake bits?
Yeah, so essentially a veneer is almost like a false fingernail for a tooth. So a little bit of enamel is kind of removed from the outside of the tooth and it's replaced then with a thin strip of ceramic. A dental crown is a bit more complex. It goes around the whole tooth. So it's permanently bonded onto the tooth. So it's usually to address more significant issues like a fracture or a chip or a very discolored tooth. But a very good treatment, very effective treatment. But again, it involves the removal of a small bit of tooth tissue.
But when you say like a nail, like often you'll hear Maria will come in and go, for God's sake, I just broke a bloody nail. I mean, like, you're not going to do that to your ceramic teeth, are you?
No. They're very durable. But, you know, some people, again, if you're someone who's prone to grinding, we spoke about that before on the show, you know, some people aren't suitable for veneers. But, you know, you can wear Nikars over them, etc., to help protect them.
Okay.
But they're very strong and they last a long time.
And for veneers, like, do you get the whole set done or do you get one or two? Or would that look weird?
So again, people do often get one or two. You know, if you just have one tooth that was damaged or two teeth that are damaged, you just get the two. But, you know, the style, the aesthetics, it would all be designed in a way to blend in with your other teeth. So it wouldn't look weird. And usually if we could offer only one or two crowns of veneer, that would be the preference in terms of preserving the teeth. But sometimes we have no choice but to do a full mouth of veneers on somebody.
Okay, so you've given us dental cleaning, tooth whitening, composite bonding, straightening teeth, dental crowns, and the last one is implants. So if, God forbid, a tooth falls out or is knocked out for some reason, can you just create a new tooth and screw it in there so you don't have to wear dentures?
Yeah, basically, in a nutshell. So dental implants, again, this would be kind of bread and butter for us in Dental Care Ireland. So, you know, we do a lot of dental implants and a dental implant is a really good way of replacing a missing tooth. So obviously missing a tooth has a huge impact on someone's appearance and self-esteem and also their functioning. You know, they mightn't be able to chew their food properly, etc., with lots of gaps. So a dental implant, without getting too graphic, is basically a fake tooth that's kind of embedded in your jaw. And it's basically there permanently. It doesn't go in and out. You don't take it in and out of your mouth. It stays in your mouth kind of long term. So it's a really good aesthetic way of replacing a missing tooth and they work very well.
Look, as always, Dr. Jennifer Collins, we could talk to you all day about teeth, but we have to call it there. Thank you so much for talking to us. Lead General Dentist in Northumberland Dental Care in Dublin. Thanks for joining us.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.